Good morning. Buenos días. Well, welcome. And my hope is that as you came today, you felt uncomfortable. That was my goal. And here's why. Alpha is all about new people, people who don't know Christ. So whatever you're feeling today is what they feel every time they go into a church. They don't know what to expect. Everything is unfamiliar. This is awesome. So if you're feeling a little bit like, what is this going on? Hallelujah, we made it, okay? So remember that feeling. Remember that feeling, because that's what people are feeling when they come in. For you, it's a familiar space. You feel here like home, not for them. So my hope is that today you feel as a guest. And when you are a guest in the house of God, what you do? You embrace, you go with the flow, you don't rearrange the furniture, right? It's not your house. That's what you do is, you go with the flow, you connect with people, and you are going to experience God in a different way. So let's connect to one another and allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. Today I'm excited because Caitlin is here and her baby looks Cuban. You know what I'm saying? Has a big bowl like this. That's what we do in Cuba, big bowls like this. I said, is this baby Cuban? She said, no, it's mine. It's not Cuban. What are you talking about? So this is good. This is good. Okay, so let's now please stand up and let's read the word together. The sermon today is my commitment to Jesus. And we're going to read the word together and then pray and continue with the Alpha series. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3. Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God walked patiently in the days of Noah, where the ark was built. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We acknowledge your presence among us. We recognize you and invite you to come. You have our attention. Speak, and we will obey. Holy Spirit, open our eyes and receive our hearts to hear the word of God. Should our pastor preach words of human wisdom based on his own opinion, we ask that you forgive him in our hearts and minds and protect us from false teachings. Should our pastor proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of the Holy Spirit and empower, strengthen our faith so that we may not only listen, also hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Please be seated. So again, we're going to repeat the same pattern from last Sunday. This is the last Sunday we're going to do this. After next Sunday, things will go back to normal. I mean, the new normal. So we have 8:30 to 9:30, 9:45, discipleship hour to 10:45, and then at 11, we're back with the service at 11. So you saw the first video. What are the four values? Real, relational, reliant, reproducible. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to discuss the first questions. Which of these values comes most naturally to our church? 2 minutes, go. Please share. Andrew, let me know. 10 seconds. Done? Good? Okay. Ten Cuban seconds, so you have more than that. So here it is. Now, question. What value that group? Just say the value. Just the value. Just one. Relational. Huh? Relational, okay. Relational, okay. This group? Real and reliant. Okay, yes. Real, okay. Relational, yes. I mean, the first service, same discussion. They decided, well, relational, which is a strong gift for St. John. We are very strong at relational. And then reliant was the second one. So, and then they say, well, because reliant is the second one, then reproducible is the big challenge. You know, but I think we are all in agreement. Those are the values that come more natural, being real, being relational to St. John. So now let's go and watch the second video. And I hope that this testimony impacts your life.
I grew up in Long Beach, California, and I grew up in a pretty conservative, sheltered Christian home. And over time, I just kind of started resenting my parents for all the things I felt like I couldn't do, even though I think they're probably trying to protect me. I first started acting out just by lying, and lying just really escalated. It just kind of got progressively worse and got into deeper and darker things as I got older. Probably around age 25, I realized that I was just going too far. I started coming back to the church because there was a girl that started going that I was interested in, so I was following her. I just got to the point where I needed something more, I needed community, and I told God I'd sign up. The next thing that came up, and it was Alpha. I honestly didn't expect much. The hardest part for me was just showing up the first night. There was just something inside of me that was like, don't go, but I knew I had to. Alpha ended up becoming the place where I could just be me, and it's just a place where I could kind of like air out all my questions and all my dirty laundry, and nobody looked at me any differently. It became a community of friends. We have the same group every week, and you just start to bond. And I started realizing that the way that people were treating me and the way that I think God looked at me was just love, no matter what I thought, no matter what I said, no matter what I did. And that just changed me. I was a different person from that moment on. And I knew I had purpose.
Well, the name of that guy is Richard, so I know for a fact there are many Richards out there, right? So we need people who love God, who know people who are hungry for community. And the question here is, are we going to create the space for people who are now hungry for community and they want to experience God to come to St. John? Right now, we are doing this for the church, so we all know what Alpha is. We experience it, and we also bring alignment. Now, our hearts, our spirit, with what God is doing among us. But the question here is, are we going to allow God to move among us? Are we going to create the space for people to come and experience God? Now, for that to happen, we need to die to ourselves that we are not the most important person right now. The most important people are the people who don't know Christ. And the moment we die to ourselves, because you already have God, you already have the Holy Spirit, and you allow that to happen, God will show up in a mighty way. How many of you believe that? Okay? So let's I want to ask really with all my heart that for a season, especially for a season, and hopefully after that you are so dead that you're not coming back. But for a season that you forget about you for a second, just about what you want, what you need, you know, your favorite coffee and your favorite donut and your favorite chair and your favorite this and your favorite that, right? And we die to ourselves because that's what God is asking us to do, so we can create a space for people and give them the priority, right? Even giving them your donut, even if it's the last one, and you know it's the last one, okay? Even, you know, even little things like this, it just shows surrender, right? That we're allowing God to move and allow them to feel welcome. Now, question number two. With that, which of these four values is the most challenging for our church? So now we know relational, well, very strong relational, and real. That was the big two that you decided. Now, let's go to the second one, which is the most challenging. 2 minutes, go, share, please. You can join. You can turn around, that's good. Thank you, Austin, thank you. Thank you, Liz. It's okay. It's okay. People are looking at you instead. It's okay. We can survive. It's okay. 10 seconds. Good? Andrew? Good? Okay. So let's start again. Let's go back. This group? You come back? You don't know yet? Next group? Reproducible. Okay, good. Reproducible, good. And reliant, wow. Reproducible and reliant. Reproducible, good. Yeah, but of course. All of that difficult, yes. Reproducible. Okay. Yes. So here's the challenge, right? Of course, there is always an area of growth in each of those, right? But for St. John, there is a tendency to come more naturally to relational. So where people say hi and loving and all of that. So that's something great, and people are real. This is who I am, and they embrace you. But these last two, I think it's, you know, even the 8:30 service are the big ones. I mean, it doesn't mean that we don't have to work on being more, you know, more open and embrace more people and all of that. Of course we know. But when we go to the reproducible piece, that's, you know, so both groups, both congregations, you know, are in the same place. So this is awesome. So now let's go to the second video. And my hope is that this testimony inspire you to invite people. Great. Well, it's growing and growing and growing. Okay, keep going. So, when you talk about who you would invite, you saw in the video, we really need the Holy Spirit to show us, but in reality, people are around us, right? They are hungry for community. We all know people like this. So my hope is that, you know, we invite people and start inviting people to this experience. So let's go to you. Let's go to the last questions. Who can you think of to invite from St. John's family? Some people are not coming to church anymore. They have been traveling during summer, very busy. That's an opportunity for you to invite people that you know. So the whole idea here is to start with the church so you feel comfortable, right? It's easier to invite people. Guys, look at me. It's okay. It's not going to. It's okay. It's not going to. Well, this is a flood in one of these minutes. The message today was about the flood of Noah. So be careful. Uh-oh. Okay, well, it's okay. Okay, so the whole idea here is let's go to the next questions. Who can you think to invite of St. John? So the whole idea is do it now among us so you feel more comfortable. So 1, 2, 3, discuss in your group. Who can you think of to invite from St. John's family? And then think about when will you see them next and how you will invite them. Think about the people that you love from this community. And of course, you can also invite people from outside the community. Amen. Ten seconds. Think about who to invite. Done? Okay. So I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to ask you about the names. It's okay. The whole idea here is for you to start thinking about names. And I'm going to ask you to name people or anything. Huh? Yes. So I'm not going to ask you to share names, right? But the idea, the exercise is for you to start thinking about names of people who you can invite. Remember, right now, this is for us as a church to go through, so we all know what it is. That doesn't mean that we cannot invite people from the community, but that's not the main purpose right now. So for 2026, spring, hopefully, when we launch it for the community, now the community is the main target, the main audience, but that doesn't mean that people from St. John cannot go and join, right? There's always people who are not here. They might want to join then. That's fine, but we're going to build everything, all the media and everything is to target the community next time, right now for St. John. But think about people, you know, who you want to invite and encourage them to come. But also, guess what? Invite yourself, right? Come at 9:45 next time, next Sunday. You go to the discipleship hour, come so people can get excited about it and support the church. This is a good way for you to support the church right now is by coming. Just come, sit there, have questions, conversations, answer questions, ask questions, have conversation with people. Now, let's go next video, and I hope that you are inspired by this testimony.
Mentally, emotionally, physically, just very dark and
That's it. So we just need to allow God to work through us, become a vessel for God to show up, and just invite people and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Again, being reliant on the Spirit is to pray and allow God to move and show you who to invite. And my hope is that we can do that. But now, again, we're doing it first with St. John as the priority so that we can do it then with the community later. Okay, so remember that this cannot be done without prayer. So I've been challenging you since last Sunday to pray and stop during the day and reminder, as a reminder to pray, set an alarm clock, pray for 3 people in your city or here in the church, write down their names, and then faith. Be open and expectant to see God, how God can use you, but how he will move. And that's the challenge that we have, that without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? So you have to expect that God will move, show up, and he will create the space for this transformation to happen. So this is a practice for you. Most of the people that are not coming to St. John right now, you know them, right? Reach out to them. And that's a practice. And then when it's time to do it with your coworkers or neighbors or friends, anywhere, as you saw in the video, it can happen anywhere, right? So that's the whole idea. As long as you have food, and then you have a talk, which is a video, and then you have conversations and questions, that's it. Alpha is happening. Super simple, nothing complicated, just 3 elements. It's just the food, the talk, and then the discussion. That's it. Done. So let's pray. Let's pray right now and close this part with prayer and allow the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to show up in a mighty way during this season for us. And next Sunday, we're going to start with the curriculum of Alpha. So my hope is that you come ready to learn and to grow together. And even if you are already a Christian, please know that you are going to learn and re-examine your faith and reflect in so many powerful subjects that we're going to discuss together. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, you gave everything for us. Help us to live fully committed to you. Let our life reflect the power of your resurrection and the meaning of our baptism. We pray in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.